From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. An unexpected bump in the road today for the president's choice to be ambassador to the United Nations. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee failed to bring the nomination of John Bolton to the floor of the full Senate. That happened because some Republican members of the committee expressed concern about Bolton's fitness for the job. With us from the Capitol is NPR's David Wellna. And David, walk us through this. Everybody expected the committee to vote on the Bolton nomination. That didn't happen today. What went wrong?
Well, Melissa, it first appeared that the committee's Republican chairman, Richard Lugar, was intent on almost strong-arming a vote in the committee. He abruptly cut off attempts by Democrats to talk about what they said was additional evidence of bullying behavior by Bolton towards subordinates who disagreed with him on intelligence estimates. And they said this was evidence that surfaced since 2 days of hearings were held last week by the committee on the Bolton nomination. And the Democrats also pointed to a letter they'd received from a woman who said that Bolton had acted in an abusive way toward her when the two were involved in a USAID project in Kyrgyzstan. And Democrats said they weren't sure if these allegations were all true, but they said they surely had to be investigated further before going to a vote on Bolton today. Now, it looked as if Bolton would be confirmed on a straight party-line vote in committee, with 10 Republicans voting for him and 8 Democrats voting against him. And then suddenly, there was a very dramatic turn in events. George Voinovich, a Republican from Ohio, rose to say that he hadn't been at all of the hearings last week, but from what he'd heard today, he did not think that he was ready to go to a vote on Bolton. He thought that there ought to be more time spent looking at these allegations. He said they're quite serious, and I don't think this is just political. And at that point, it became pretty clear that if Voinovich wasn't on board, the best they could come up with would be a tie, and that would not be enough to get Bolton out of the committee with a positive recommendation.
Now, this renegade Republican, George Voinovich, is he being specific about what his concerns are?
Well, he says that there simply should be more time spent looking into these allegations. After all, Bolton's nomination has only been out there for about a month or so, and Democrats say that in the past 2 weeks they've been looking for information from the State Department that they only received on Thursday. They said they spent the whole weekend going through things, and apparently there was some support from not just from Voinovich, but also Chuck Hagel, a Republican from Nebraska, said that he thought that he'd vote in committee for this, but he thought that when it got to the floor, he too had serious reservations about all the allegations that had been made. Lincoln Chafee, a Republican from Rhode Island, also indicated that he had concerns, although he didn't say whether he would vote or not for Bolton today.
This sounds like an unexpected victory for the minority Democrats.
Well, it was. I mean, I think they felt like the committee was straying from its historic pattern of thoroughly examining nominations, especially when they're highly controversial. And they pointed to historical examples of this. And in the end, I think that they swayed some of the Republican colleagues. There's a lot of collegiality on these Senate panels, even though there isn't much in the Senate chamber itself. And I think that's what prevailed today.
David, briefly, what's ahead for the Bolton nomination? Is this just a bump in the road, as we said, or to mix a metaphor, is this a derailment?
Well, the Republican chairman said that they would go back and have another hearing on this, look into all these allegations, and maybe a month from now they might hold another vote, and at that point it would probably go on to the Senate floor.
NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol. David, thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome.